Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 or international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
1, 2, 3.
I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. Here on Herb Talk, it's all about empowerment. We're going to be talking about the first part of the show, more COVID inhibitors. Hey, help's on the way. We're going to talk about that, and we do have a quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. I'm hitting the knees, and I'm seeking the Lord's face, and I'm minding the time, because it grows short. And today's devotional puts us in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, where we're educated, and it says, "For God, who commanded the light to shine out of the darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ." And in Isaiah 33, "For the wisdom and the knowledge shall be stability in all time, and strength of salvation, for the fear of the Lord is your treasure." Absolutely. God is the treasure. I mean, nothing here on this planet's going to remain. It'll all burn. So why don't you put your treasures up in heaven? And mind the time, it grows short, because the Lord is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Frank, okay. Scientists have described the pandemic as the largest isolation study in history, and the effects are devastating. Ooh, over time? Yeah. They're saying this is a self-isolation study that they've been conducting. They said if you self-isolate, where it requires you to be alone for up to 10 days without any person or social contact, that has devastating effects on our physical and mental health, they said. Scientists have gone as far as to study a lot of data from the COVID-19, even astronaut missions they've studied, to find what relevant parallels are between these two events. There was a previous study on isolation of workers at polar research stations, and 60% of the subjects reported being depressed, irritable, and having sleep disruption. So here's what they found. What'd you say, Frank? Devastating? Sheesh. I find it relaxing. Nice, Frank. Well, you know what we're talking about. I mean, you have social contact, you know. You do. You're not living alone in a cave. Well, let's look at what they found. They said what we find with people who are overwinterizing, that's what they're calling it, overwinterizing is that they tend to lose routine or become slightly depressed. Maybe not a clinical level depression, but there's definitely that downgrading of emotions and the feeling like you have no energy. That was from Sarita Robinson. She's the deputy head of the School of Psychiatry and Computer Science, University of Central Lancashire, and neuroimmunology researcher. Well, yeah, we're social people. I mean, some people are more introverted or extroverted, but, you know, you're not, you know, 365 days, Frank, alone in your command center there at the station. I mean, you know, you have deliveries from, you know, the up sky. You have your girlfriend bringing you food. So you have social. I mean, you talk to people on that you're doing the shows with. So you do have social interaction. Okay. Are you writing me a book over there, Frank? Well, let's see. Last but not least, what, Frank? Gee, and here I thought my depression was from watching the collapse of civilization. Well, aren't you cheeky? Okay. Last but not least in the quack report, Frank, unvaccinated people in Quebec, get this, now they're assigned chaperones at the big box stores to ensure they don't buy non-essential items. So if you're not vaccinated, you're punished. You can't buy just anything you want. So in order to enter, let's say, a Walmart or a Costco, residents of Quebec, if they can't prove they're up to date on their vaccinations, they can't just go around the store freely. They are chaperoned, and they are only able to purchase essential items, and the government decides what is essential. According to this, it's food. So the stores, if the store has a footprint of 1,500 square feet or more, they have to be chaperoned if they can't show proof of vaccination, according to the CBC report. Quoting to them, now the pharmacies and the grocery will be exempt from this chaperone order. So if you're going to, let's say, Costco or Walmart for something like that, you might be going in to buy groceries or visit the pharmacy, but that's the only place you can visit. In that case, you know, employees have to show proof of vaccination if they want to buy other products. Only essential goods can be purchased by the unvaccinated folks, and the government apparently gets to arbitrarily define what essential means. And right now it only includes the basics for life. Food, water, that kind of thing. So no hardware, no light bulbs, no detergents. I don't know if they could get toilet paper or not, or cleaning products. Are they considered essential? I have no idea. It's a real big burden on these people now because, okay, according to the report, that these stores that have to now, you know, kind of shadow these people, it's going to cost the stores $100,000 per week to enforce their deputies' mandate in 31 stores throughout the province in Quebec. Insane. This is insanity. So if you call – now, over there, they also said that if you're unvaccinated and you call a plumber to come to your home, apparently the plumber has to interview you now to see if you're vaccinated or not. And that's not a plumber's job. You're supposed to fix the leak, dude. You're not supposed to check my medical history. This has gotten way out of hand, as you can see. What'd you say, Frank? Clearly punishment, no bearing on safety. Yeah, well, this is a test trial, don't you know, for the New World Order and the One World Everything? This is kind of a test trial. They're seeing how much people will put up with. And they're putting up with quite a bit. Oh, well, enough of that. That wraps the quack report.
That's all, folks.
Yeah, this is all going to morph into something really nasty in the next 18 to 24 months, I think, if people don't start and stop it. Well, let's just jump right into the more COVID-19 inhibitors, because that's going to help us a whole lot. Now, we discovered, if you remember, Frank, we discovered in 2012 some research. It was a report out of Windsor Medical University in Quebec, Canada. They found that dandelion root kills cancer cells but leaves healthy cells alone. So now, here's a report from Medical Life Science. Medical Life Science, I'm going to lose my spot here. Yep, they are saying, guess what? Dandelion root helps protect you from COVID-19 and its variants. So I thought we'd check this out. Tends to be looking like a real perfect herb, this dandelion, because leave it up to God to create this herb that offers many healthy benefits. Now, dandelion root has been around for thousands of years and used as a food and medicinal source. Writings are stating dandelion root offers benefits to things like your liver, your blood system, and on a cellular level does improve oxygen delivery, among other things. So as the medicinal treatment protocols for COVID-19 continue to prove unsuccessful, science is looking into more non-pharmaceutical type interventions. Now, research from the biology service BioRxiv, they stated, quote, common dandelion efficiently blocks interaction of the surface receptor on the COVID protein and its mutations, end of quote. So, of course, you know, BioRxiv intends to use the dandelion chemical inhibitor to create a super drug therapy with it, even though they report that dandelion extract or tincture provides the, quote, fruitful avenue in preventing COVID-19. You already have dandelion. Why reinvent it? Well, I don't think they could make it any better. God does a perfect job the first time. So let's look at the variant hub, because according to a lot of the research on the COVID variants, the herbs work on all of them. So whereas, you know, your drug therapies usually are made to address a specific element of a disease, therefore, the medicinal herbs that inhibit certain diseases, it does not seem to matter which variant you are needing protection from. So it could be the South African variant. It could be the Brazilian variant, the UK variant. Doesn't matter. So even though science says the COVID variants share a very common spike protein, that is involved in the mutations. This protein marker seems to be dominant through the pathogen, so that's why the variants seem to have the same marker. So we're being told now that these proteins affect the pathogen's ability to infect people. Therefore, science says some of these variants have proteins that make them more infectious. And we are also being told that different variants have different rates of resistance to antibodies. That's what science is telling us. What'd you say, Frank? Garlic! Oh, yes, Garlic Man has spoken. Works on everything. No doubt. Garlic's very complex, Frank. Glad you brought that up, because they've been dissecting garlic for decades, trying to figure it out. You know, why it does a great job at thinning blood, and why it does a great job at killing viruses and bacteria. So they've been trying to figure that out for a while. Well, let's look at the natural therapeutics, because, you know, so science is, you know, turning to the medicinal plants to target the infection no matter what variant it is. Inhibitors do a really good job at stopping an infection because inhibitors, like the antibodies, exploit the pathogen's weakness, and then it kills it. So even something like a common dandelion, which, you know, most people see as a lawn weed needing some Roundup. And it has the power to protect us, though. Not Roundup, the dandelion. So, and you want to consider the dandelion is this, you know, real hardy plant. It grows in just about all temperature zones. And I think that it's pretty incredible to consider knowing the global inhabitants would need such a plant. And this, and you remember as kids, Frank, we would, you know, pick the plant and we would blow on the puffy white parachutes that would distribute the seeds everywhere they landed. Of course, you know, you get yelled at by your parents and grandparents saying, quit doing that, right? So the next time you see some dandelion growing in your yard, you may want to think twice about spraying it and killing it. It's a good thing to have some. Well, let's look at some European history real quick, because a dandelion is known to be an edible plant, especially in Europe. They stick them in salads all the time. Although, you know, through the centuries, you know, natural healers also touted the healing benefits of dandelion for digestive organs and maybe joints. It is considered a safe plant by the European Commission and also the FDA. It's on the safe list of the FDA. So dandelion gets the thumbs up by European and FDA regulators. Well, let's look at the plant power just real quick. Wonderful dandelion is packed full of nutrition, like most medicinal herbs tend to be. They have terpenes, phenolics, they have flavonoids, polysaccharides, and chicoric acid. So the roots of the dandelion contain an abundance of polysaccharide inulin. So a lot of the secrets got tucked in there. What'd you say, Frank? You said as a kid you what? Your grandma would, she showed you how to, oh, get the white fluid out of the dandelion. And you would make notes on your skin and then it would go away. Yeah, I think, wasn't it you that told me your grandmother said that white milky stuff out of the stalk of dandelion, does it make warts go away or make something go away, you said? What was it? Moles. Oh, moles. I haven't tried that. I haven't tried that application, but it sounds really cool. But yeah, I mean, it's one of these wonderful, powerful medicinals that, you know, it's been overlooked for a long time in modern times. Now, according to your medical life science, and they say a small concentration of your dandelion will inhibit the spike proteins. So, quote, here's a quote from their report. The inhibitory effects were traced to high molecule weight bioactive compounds in the dandelion extract, and these plant extracts remain stable in human saliva and significantly reduced the expression of the spike proteins. End of quote. Well, I think that's pretty cool. So they also get this, Frank. They also tested chicory herb. Okay, so you know, often chicory is used as a coffee substitute, and it also chicory also inhibits about 50% of the spike proteins in COVID-19 variants. So within 3 hours, dandelion, they said, destroyed 50% of the spike proteins, and chicory about 37%. They also tested the plants on different variants, and dandelion success rate was 60% to 88%, and chicory was roughly 30 to 70%. So you want to factor in, you know, the power of the human immune system, with all the antibodies working with your dandelion, and you have this winning combination. So based on the science, what can we expect from medicinal plants like dandelion with regards to the COVID-19? Well, here's a quote from the report. It says, the results showed that 20 milligrams of dandelion extract blocked viral entry into cells. So that is less than a half a teaspoon of dandelion extract. They also tested pomegranate extract, but the dandelion kind of blew it out of the water with the better inhibitory action. So pomegranates, chicory, dandelion, man. Again, their report states natural compounds in medicinal plants yield effective and safe antiviral therapeutic action and have been reported for decades. And we hope to replicate synthetic inhibitors to mimic this result. End of quote. Of course they do. Well, you know, why you want to replicate a synthetic when you already have the real thing? Well, we know why. They want to make a ton of money, and they can't take God's copyright and do that. Now, even with science reporting that the variants seem to have increased protein binding strength, the dandelion strength was not reduced in the inhibitory function. So it really didn't matter what the variant mutated thing had in spike proteins, the dandelion kicked it to the curb, pretty much. So here's another quote. They say, even with more infectious strains, the efficiency shown with dandelion extract offers great promise against infection by variants of concern. So, yeah, dandelion, kind of cool. So, hey, if you're running out there now to go get some dandelion, now the liquid, you want the liquid, apparently the science is saying the liquid is what they tested. So when you look at your supplements, I've often said, you know, your teas are going to be weaker than capsules and tablets, and then your capsules and tablets are weaker than your extracts or tinctures. And extract and tincture, same thing, it's just a different term. So you want to be discerning and selective about quality and what you're getting and potency. So if you intend to go use dandelion, make sure you get a potent formula. A lot of people don't know where to begin, and I understand that. I mean, I've been in this business, goodness, over 30 years now, and I didn't know where to begin. And when I was a greenhorn, as they say, when I was just, you know, learning. But you start somewhere, and you roll up your sleeves, and you just learn, just like you learn to brush your teeth and tie your shoes as a kid. You're going to learn this. It's not hard. So if you're going to go out there and look for formulas, I will say this. Any company can start with a really fabulous organic, certified organic herb, but their processes can lower potency. They can really mess it up, okay? So herbs are heat and light sensitive, and that's why you see them in the dark amber glass usually in stores. So when companies want to kind of cut to the chase, they want to skip a process, what they'll do is a forced extraction method, and that creates a lot of friction and heat, and herbs are heat sensitive, so you're going to lower potency when that happens. So a majority of your tincture products in the stores are like that. They don't want to age anything, okay? So imagine, you know, pressing grapes today and not aging it. Well, you got grape juice. You don't have wine, okay? So kind of the same principle. They don't want to age anything because it takes time and space to store stuff and blah, 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 and you're touching it, and every time you touch something, the price goes up. So Well, the folks at Apothecary Herbs know you have to have time and you have to have the aging process in place to make that professional strength grade formulation that you're looking for. Now, the other companies don't really care because you'll have to run back to the store and get more of their stuff because it's not working like you'd hoped. And that's fine with them. They don't care that. They love that. But if you want a game changer, the folks at Apothecary Herbs, they're it. They naturally age and cold press everything. No heat. It's amazing what you can do with a really potent formula. And, well, it empowers you. That's what it does. So give them a call. Get their free catalog. And dandelion root is in there. Okay? It's on their website, too, if you want to check it out, at thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. Their toll-free number is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. Anyone outside the U.S., dial 828-469-5972, 828-469-5972, or just jump on the website, thepowerherbs.com, and check it out. Company will educate you. You get info sheets with everything. And it's a learning curve a little bit, but, you know, you have to understand the plants and how they're benefiting you. And so you get little info sheets on the history a little bit of the plant and why it works. And so it's kind of nice to learn all that trivia, I suppose, but it works. The Power Herbs, where your healthcare options just became endless. Well, we got to take a little break. When we come back, we got more empowering health news on the other side. So don't go anywhere. Be right back.
Into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Thomas Edison invented the light bulb. Henry Ford, the automobile. And herbalist Wendy Wilson? Well, discover for yourself. Listen to Herb Talk Live.
As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough. For the male hormone formula, call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Healthier. That's always the good thing. Most baby boomers have some knowledge of holy scriptures and about the story of Methuselah. Methuselah! Remember, you know who that name is, Frank? You know, millennials don't even know that name. They go, Mahu? They don't know who Methuselah is. Yeah, the old guy, the old one, yeah. Natural health experts are saying that we only live a fraction of our lives due to poor nutrition. So we think, you know, living to 70 or 80 years is pretty old, but we are, settling for shortened lives when apparently some reports say we should be living to at least 140. So in biblical times, we read that our ancient ancestors lived, 700, 800, 900 years old. Methuselah lived to 969 years old. It's in Genesis chapter 5, verse 27. Can you imagine living that long? Dealing with the Bidens and the Clintons of this world? Ugh. But I don't think our government would approve, especially since the government's Ponzi scheme called Medicare couldn't really compensate for people living that long. So I'd settle for just a few hundred years of ancient vitality, though. But alas, there is probably some law that says you can't work or live past 90. I don't know. Now, we know that the ancients, ate healthier than we do today. So what did they eat, maybe, that helped them live longer and more active lives, more robust lives, because you hear about Joshua and King David and even Moses, being pretty old and wielding a sword, you can't even get kids off the sofa today. So let's look at some culture clues, shall we? Our ancient ancestor did things a little different. And they took time to enjoy a meal, and they reclined on the floor or at the table. You see that in some ancient mosaics of Italy and some of these ancient paintings where, they kind of just reclined when they had this meal. Often there was only two meals served in the ancient world, at noon and at evening. So eating utensils were probably also scarce, so eating with your hands was very common, and in some places still is. Now, like a barbecued ribs or chicken, fried chicken, that's a hands-on food for sure, you know. But whole grain breads were always used. You know, they dipped them into soups and stews and sop and everything else. No double-decker sandwiches back then. But, you know, they had some really great whole grains. So they had sound nutrition. The whole grains of the ancient world pretty much included barley, flax, millet, spelt, and wheat. Now, meats typically were lamb, deer, antelope, ox, gazelle, goat, of course fish, quail, and chicken. So they had milk and curds, they had eggs and olive oil. A lot of those were staples, along with spices and salt, mustard, garlic, coriander, cumin, fennel. Those were kind of your staple spices then. And I'm not going to mention bugs, but a lot of our ancestors did eat locusts, grasshoppers, crickets, and, along with honey. I don't know, kind of a unique item. So now the beverage of choice typically was water. But sometimes, you know, the wealthy had wine. Now, fruits and nuts were also in abundance, like figs and almonds, often used as a dessert in a lot of ancient worlds. Now, an ancient dish would have been something like lamb stew with figs and maybe a little bit of wine. They may have had an apple salad served as a side dish. And for dessert, they may have served raisins, or a barley cake with a little tea. Now, if lamb stew was not on the menu, sometimes they would have fish, and it was cooked with honeycomb with whole baked onions. Interesting. So for chicken lovers, there was no Bojangles or KFC back then, but you'd have been served chicken with spinach and prunes. So the ancients knew how to cook simply for nutrition's sake, and they use combinations of spicy and sweet to make the meal interesting and satisfying. So if you noticed in the culinary world, you know, spicy, sweet, hot, salty, and the textures matter. Textures, you know, crunchy or whatever. So textures seem to be also important. So what did the ancient world do for supplements? Did they have any of those? Well, did our ancient ancestors have their version of supplements in order to stay healthy? Well, in a way they did, but they didn't look at them as, you know, pill form supplements like we do today. It was kind of a way of living. So take, for instance, wheatgrass, which are, you know, this leafy blade without the gluten-rich wheat grain, so without the berry. So it's gluten-free, so wheatgrass is gluten-free. Therefore, this is a grass that goes back to the ancient Egyptian world. They wrote about it over 5,000 years ago. So the Egyptians held wheatgrass as the sacred food due to the positive health benefits it gave and a lot of vitality. So if we jump forward to the 1930s, wheatgrass was actually becoming very popular in America. And thanks to a guy named Charles Schnabel, an architectural chemist who, agricultural, I don't know where to say architectural, agricultural chemist, he helped make wheatgrass real popular along with some research studies using chickens with wheatgrass, and was shown to offer some extensive health benefits to the chickens, the wheatgrass did. So it made your chickens even better, you know. And by the way, if you have chickens and you feed them wheatgrass, they will produce highly, high quality eggs if they're egg laying chickens. So, now Schnabel was, able to get, the attention of a couple of large corporations back then. It was Quaker Oats and the American Dairy, who contributed millions to further his research into the benefits of wheatgrass. And so later he powdered the wheatgrass to make a supplement. And by the 1940s, doctors like Charles Kettering was promoting the healing properties of all the chlorophyll that was in the wheatgrass and some of the other foods they may have stuck in there. So wheatgrass of the ancient world 6,000 years ago and wheatgrass today. So let's look at some of these wheatgrass studies. A lot of researchers found it was beneficial to use wheatgrass to boost your blood system and your immune system. This was a vital food. It was loaded with vitamins and minerals. And one study found that your wheatgrass helped to control inflammation, especially if you had irritable bowel syndrome or colitis. So just 3 ounces of wheatgrass juice per day seemed to relieve a lot of pain, diarrhea, and rectal bleeding for IBS. So no clinical trials have actually been done on wheatgrass regarding cancer, although there are reports that wheatgrass helps to shrink tumors. So other sources have also stated that wheatgrass nutrition helps with the common cold, bronchitis, infectious, cystitis, gout, arthritis, skin disorders, constipation, and anemia. Now, Dr. Chris Reynolds, he did a pilot study on wheatgrass. He suggested it helps remove a lot of toxicity from the blood system and also helps with breast cancer patients taking a lot of chemotherapy. So wheatgrass helps counter all those, I guess, side effects that you get from that. Now, one paper, it was a case study of patients with skin disorders, and it showed that your chlorophyll found in the wheatgrass had this therapeutic effect. It stimulated the cell metabolism to repair the damaged skin tissue. So when you used this for, like, say, burn patients, it was pretty amazing how it cut the infectious rate down and accelerated the healing rate of the skin. Now, some research has gone on to use wheatgrass on leukemia patients, and it seemed to help deter cell death for them. I bet you if you paired that wheatgrass with dandelion root, you'd get rid of the leukemia in a skinny minute. Dr. Arthur Robinson, he was director of the Oregon Institute of Science and Medicine. He headed up a wheatgrass project back in 1978, at the Linus Pauling Institute. And their findings said that wheatgrass reduces the likelihood and severity of cancerous lesions in mice by 75%. Now, other studies have confirmed this finding, like Dr. Chiu-Han Lee, University of Texas. He published his research in Nutrition and Cancer Journal. In addition to all this, wheatgrass was also offering this cleansing effect of toxins and heavy metals in vital organs of the human body, including your blood system. So, wheatgrass, big, big deal. So, just like beetroots are a big deal if you got leukemia. Wheatgrass, beetroot, and dandelion, if you got leukemia, that's what I would be using. Oh, yeah, Windsor Medical University, remember? You know, found out dandelion kills all known cancer cells. Oh, yeah, and beetroot regenerates the blood system in 24 hours, like you had a blood transfusion, but you didn't. Beets, full of minerals, feed the bone marrow, that makes the blood, no-brainer, really. You know, Frank, I once heard a doctor, when he was told by his patient that they didn't have a blood transfusion, they just drank beet juice, he quit back. Oh, my medical training must not be complete. Real sarcastically. Well, okay. If you're going to be that way, you're not going to be open to new things, you know, ancient things that work. Now, before you go out there and decide to cut the lawn with your face, graze the grass, that's not what we're talking about. We don't go out there and do that. But wheatgrass does contain nearly the same amount of vitamin C found in your citrus fruits or in tomatoes. Wheatgrass also has lots of vitamin A, and one serving is like eating 350 pounds of carrots. It also has excellent sources of vitamin B, almost forgotten, really, and it contains also an elegant form of vitamin E. So minerals also in your wheatgrass would be calcium, iron, sodium, potassium, magnesium, selenium, zinc, and other trace elements. So not to mention that you also get 17 amino acids that help your body digest and absorb protein better. Now, the chlorophyll in your wheatgrass offers a lot of protection from carcinogens. And in this world, don't you need that? So the Japanese have done a lot of research on chlorophyll as a cancer deterrent because it neutralizes a lot of toxicity. And how much wheatgrass are we talking about here for a dose, and how often would you need to use it? Well, if you are using pure wheatgrass by itself, you can use maybe a quarter teaspoon of powder 1 to 3 times a day. If you are using wheatgrass along with other grasses and other herbs mixed in, like it's a combination thing, maybe 1 to 1/2 a tablespoon several times a day, but usually once may be sufficient. So depending on if you're behind the eight ball on some issue, you may need to use it more frequently. So live longer and live better is what the ancient world said would happen. And apparently some of the research that science has decided to reveal says kind of the same thing. You know? You might not live as long as Methuselah, though. That's okay. But you definitely would benefit from a pure wheatgrass nutritional source. You want to make sure it's organic. Till Standard Organic would be the best. Now, when you get your wheatgrass, if you're going to order it by the pounds from someplace, you know, and then just stir it into a juice or smoothie, put it in a smoothie, make sure it looks green, vibrantly green. If it looks kind of brown, you know what happened there, Frank? Do you know what happens if your wheatgrass looks brown? Kind of, I don't know, like somebody stirred in something red or orangey and it looks brown. Well, what'd you say? It's old? Well, in a way, you're correct. What happened is when they dried the wheatgrass and then they went to powder it, they powdered it too long. And when you powder too long, it burns it and it turns it more brown. So your stuff should look, you know, vibrant and healthy. You know, some people, you know, they'll get a lot of this stuff for their pets. Wheatgrass, you know, a lot of times they'll get it in supplements for their pets. But you want to make sure that it's not brown. What's that product out there? They advertise it all the time. Dynavite. Dynavite, it's like a pet supplement. I don't know if you've seen it, Frank. Do you get that? So you get some of that? Oh, you have it in a pot and your cats eat it. Oh, okay, yeah. Well, yeah, cats love it too. No kidding. Not just for dogs. But the Dynavite product is kind of advertised for pets. And I was curious about that stuff. So I ordered some. I just wanted to see. It came in a little tub. You know, I didn't order a lot of it, but I just wanted to check it out. And it was kind of browny green. It wasn't really green, vibrant green. I'm like, why? What's wrong with this picture? So it was, you know, like you said, it looked old. But it was powdered wrong, you know, that's what I got out of it. So Dynavite, they want you to use like a big scoop of it. And it's all this powder. How are you supposed to use a big scoop of it, especially if your dog is on kibble? You know, it's dry. What are you gonna, you know, you gotta mix it with something. So So I don't know. I like the Power Greens for Pets product the folks at Apothecary Herbs have, and it's pretty. It's nice and vibrant-y green, and I like it. And you know, I had a black lab. He'd just lick it out of the bowl. He loved that stuff. And I have two new little puppies, and they like it too. I don't think I've ever seen anybody that didn't like it, pet-wise. So the power greens for pets, and that's what it is. You got wheatgrass in there, you know. So, you know, just check. I think if your pets have underlying kidney issues like cystitis, you may want to check with your vet first, because I've heard some pets that have cystitis issues, they may be sensitive to the spinach in there, okay? There's no carrots in there. Carrots is also a big no-no if you have cystitis, but no carrots in there. So the Power Greens for Pets, you want to check it out. Now, if you want to also get the wheatgrass in the human supplement called Body Foundation Food Mix, they also have it there, and I use that every day. I stir it into lemonade. I like it in lemonade. I'll stir in my moringa leaf powder, too, and I'll just drink that down, and I feel fabulous. So you go to thepowerherbs.com. You'll find the Power Greens for Pets there. You'll find the Body Food Mix there. Moringa leaf they have with the Vision Eye Kit, but you may be able to get it separately if you give them a call. 866-229-3663 is their number if you want to give them a call. And check them out at thepowerherbs.com. I got a few minutes, Frank. I got a few minutes. We're going to talk about, real quick, have you noticed the euthanasia laws are changing? I mean, I've noticed some countries have just gone bonkers over their euthanasia laws. And do you know why? There's one big reason why the euthanasia laws are changing, and it's all down to cha-ching, money. That's right. Bone marrow is $360,000 to $800,000. Cornea transplants, $25,000. A heart's $1 million, as well as an intestine is $1.2 million. How about this? Kidneys, new organ works about 80% to 90%, $263,000. How about this? Liver, $577,000. Lung transplant, if you get both, $800,000. If you just get one lung, $550,000. Pancreas, $290,000. And a multi-organ transplant, $1.7 million and up. So according to the National Foundation for Transplants, the cost of transplants vary per patient and the type of transplant and what the insurance will pay. So I just wrote you a list of a cost for transplants that was published in 2014. Okay, so they're more expensive today. So a kidney transplant is very expensive. It's the most requested compared to dialysis. If a person's on dialysis for 4 to 5 years, that's $350,000. So the kidney transplant can save the insurance company about $100,000. So, and that's if you qualify. But see, there's not enough kidneys to go around. So euthanasia laws are changing. You get the drift, Frank? So human organ transplants, they started in 1954, and strict laws were in place by the 70s. So this area of scientific medicine is kind of feeling the pinch with the drop in organ transplants lately. So organ transplant surgeons and organ procurement agencies are kind of suffering there. They don't have enough organ donors, or the list of patients or waiting is growing beyond a five-year wait. So the pressure is on to do something about it, and science also is facing the challenge of maybe creating artificial organs as an option. The countries of Singapore and Australia now allow limited payments to live donors for organs. That's unheard of in America, right? Yeah. Well, So I think additional money the drug companies get when you're on organ transplant immune system suppressant drugs. They cost you $100,000 a year. You know? You have to pay $300,000 right after the transplant for the drugs they give you. And four immunosuppressant drugs as well. Wow. So these medications cost over $1,000 per prescription. And so, you know, you're getting into six figures within 365 days. So, well, we're running out of time, but maybe we can continue this another day. The euthanasia law, watch them. They're changing. So, sheesh. I mean, anybody that goes to the hospital may have a target on, especially if you're a head injury and you're young, you got a target on you. They want to procure your organs for sure. So, anyway, be positive out there. Lord's on his throne. He's coming back soon. I'm waiting. I'm spiritually packed. I'm ready to go. Hope you are too. So if you're on the website, thepowerherbs.com, do sign up for their free online newsletters. They go out each week, HealthQuest and American Survival. You just click on books and newsletters and sign up for free. You do have to have email to receive those newsletters. They are not snail mailed out. So thepowerherbs.com, sign up for that today. And also, you may want to download their catalog or get their Power Herbs book. It's a PDF, Kindle or iPad format, so that's available too for $14.99, so check that out. Thepowerherbs.com, 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. Get empowered. I'm out of time, so the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.